Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Scumbags, this is the Scummy Mummies podcast with your hosts Ellie Gibson and Helen Thorne.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's the Christmas special.
Yay!
Welcome.
Woo-hoo!
Yes. Woo-hoo!
And ho.
Cheers.
Well, I'm really excited because I spent today listening to the last podcast and I'm in the mood.
I'm back
to celebrate 2023 with three of the best people in the whole world, which is Ellie Gibson, Sam Pamphilon, and Nurse Jessie. Hello, everyone.
Aww. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back, Jessie. This is your, I think, is it 9th Christmas podcast?
Yes, it is.
No.
And it's our 11th Christmas podcast.
Wow.
Legs 11. We're going in. It's amazing. It's amazing. Now, before you ask, Stephen Hill is not available because, selfishly, he's having a birthday celebration.
Yeah, it's good. But also, we're recording this on a Friday. His birthday is on Monday. I feel like he could... I think he is being selfish, quite honestly.
Yeah, we gave him plenty of notice. Screw you, Hill.
But who knows? Perhaps later on in the show, we might have a surprise. It just depends if he picks up, really, doesn't it?
Yes. We might do a bit of a phone-in.
He won't commit to a time. Well, it's lovely to have you back, team.
We have to start with the Christmas tradition in asking Jessie whether she has a new job.
Do you have a new job, Jessie?
No.
Here we go.
No! Oh, Christmas is cancelled.
What do you mean? Why not?
Well, I can't just magic up a job.
Well, you've historically...
Not trying hard
enough. You've done very well at that, to be honest.
We've had hand washing, we've had TV channel turning offing, we've had, thumb twizzling, because there was some sort of...
Thumb twizzling?
Well, you know, you just said you just sat around doing nothing while they were trying to track and trace.
Yeah.
That was a disaster. No, I have exactly the same job as I had last year.
Are you looking for a new job?
No.
Oh.
Oh, so you're happy?
I don't know why we invited you, really. I mean, this
section... That's the highlight.
You've just broken the Christmas tradition.
And what else are we saying? We're saying happy birthday, Linda.
Happy birthday, Linda.
Happy birthday, Linda.
Happy birthday, Linda.
And
Linda.
Steve.
And Steve. And how's your Linda, Sam? How's your Linda?
My Linda is very well, thank you very much.
Good. Linda is Sam's mother.
I'm calling her my mother-in-law.
Yes, yes. Your long-term partner, lovely dog.
Yes.
That's her mother. And she's also called Linda, which is lovely, really, isn't it?
We should get them to meet.
Lovely Lindas.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, all Lindas like other Lindas.
Well, of course.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that kinetic sand.
Linetic sand.
That was very...
Did your Linda, Sam, listen to the podcast last year?
I don't know.
Well, that's...
I'm worried because she didn't say anything, so maybe she did and it wasn't good. But I don't want to push it in case that's the case. So I really want to...
You
want
to continue that good...
I want
will.
This to be a good one.
Yes.
And then if she listens to it, she'd be like, oh, that was nice.
Yeah, you behaved yourself. And did Doc give you any advice this year? Because last year she said, don't talk over the nurse.
Don't talk over Nurse Jessie. That was her same advice before I left the house today.
Thanks, Doc.
I never talk over a nurse.
Very well last year. Now, maybe you've forgotten then that last year I asked you there if there was a gun to your head and they were both up for it, which Linda would you have sex with?
I think this is why myself and my mother-in-law have not discussed last year's podcast.
Yes, but it's good to refresh
this. Because
you did
pick her. You picked her.
No, you picked Jessie's mum because it... You weren't going to cross that line. That's fair enough.
How does your mum, Linda, feel about having sex with Sam?
I haven't actually discussed it with her. Well, funnily enough.
Well, she's here tonight.
Yes.
But the point, the terrible thing about the question is that I was the one that was at gunpoint.
No, but they were both up for it. That's what we said.
Oh, right. Yeah, there was consent.
We're assuming they're both up
yes,
for it.
Yes, A or B.
Yeah, otherwise it's weird.
Yeah.
And, I think it's
and they're
not
still
weird.
Up for it. No, no, despite there being a gunman.
There's a gun.
With a gun to my head.
I mean, everyone's they're
both
me now.
Like, don't, yeah, I could fuck.
Sam,
yeah.
Don't yuck someone's yum. All right? We've all got our little foibles, haven't
we've
we?
We've all got our... Okay. All got out itches to
so
scratch.
You're sticking with your answer for 2023?
I cannot, in all good conscience, propose the idea of having any kind of sexual congress with my mother-in-law. Despite being a very wonderful and beautiful woman.
Wow.
That is something that I can say most things.
Yes, and you have.
And I have.
Yeah.
And you've had to edit them out.
And I say we've saved them though. Yeah, we've saved them.
And I say you, looking at both of you, but of yep. course Ellie.
Yes.
But I can't bring myself to say that because we're there for Christmas.
We once had a scummy mummy confession. A woman said she got so drunk at Christmas, she crawled into the wrong bed and spooned her brother-in-law.
And then, like, rather than just get out of the bed, she waited there for 2 hours, like, waiting for him to, like, definitely be asleep. And she was so fucked, she just stayed in the bed for 2 hours.
But she messed up.
And then she got out of the bed, like, on all fours and, like, crawled out of the...
Like, she was wasted.
Room.
It wasn't like she was just like, oh, no, I've got into bed with my brother-in-law. And then was like, well, maybe... See
I would have gone, oh, silly me, night-night.
We have had some bumper confessions.
Oh, magnificent.
This Christmas tour.
Yeah.
What did we have the other day? She got drunk at Christmas and told her husband that if he let her have a third child, then he could have anal.
The amount of men who make these deals.
The point
short-term gains for long-term pains. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes, we'll have another baby.
There's been a few anal deals. Like a woman said, she said, oh, you can have... anal with me on Christmas Eve. And then she did that because she said the next day, oh, my bottom's too sore, I can't peel the potatoes.
This is good. I mean, in a way...
What a confession.
It's nice that a prison currency has found its way into everyday life. It's kind of like sort of relationship Bitcoin, isn't it?
It is. Like chess. I'll move my bum hole over here if you
okay.
put that
I'll
over here.
I'll invest heavily in that. And then what happens? Oh, I've lost everything.
Jessie, have you ever offered, offered your rectum out in exchange for some sort of favour?
No.
Okay, just checking. She's a bit defensive, isn't she? Have we done all the traditions? Shall we ring Steve now? Get it out the
Why
way.
Why not? Yeah,
just
yeah,
get
yeah.
it out the
get
way.
It
Can
done.
He hear incoming calls through all that hair?
It's very beautiful hair, actually.
Yeah.
It's
when he washes
lustrous.
It, it's quite...
He is like he's a bit like the Christ.
Yes. He's got that quality.
Hello?
Stephen!
Calling you through.
You're live on the Scummy Mummies podcast. Come in, Steve Hill.
Live, it's a podcast. You can download it any time.
How are you, Steve?
Yeah, I'm proceeding at 68 miles an hour on the M56.
We just want to say thank you for a lovely year, but also, can you say the snowman...
The snowman thing.
Yeah, what it is, at the beginning of the song, they said the snowman brings the snow, but I mean, that's madness. The snowman is constructed from snow. Also, in the fucking walking in the air, he's actually flying through fragments of his own flesh. If you think about it.
He is!
That's nice for my...
It's nice for the kids.
So the snowman doesn't bring the snow. The snowman's made the snow.
Well,
how's it all going? How's the jambon?
Oh, we haven't had ham review yet. We just wanted to ring and say, well, first of all, happy birthday, Steve.
Thank you very much. 3 days' time.
Yeah, well, you could have come in the fucking podcast then, couldn't you?
No, I couldn't. I explained before. Massively inconvenienced myself. To free content for your commercial venture.
Fuck off.
Get fucked.
How many free fucking lunches have you got this year, Hill?
Yeah.
Jesus. Whoa.
How many free lunches has he got?
Oh, upwards of 20.
It's free if you're driving me out of the safety of my home, isn't it?
How many free lunches have you had?
Well, did roadies get complimentary lunches?
Oh, he's roadie in, of course.
Yeah. I won't eat for 3 days and see how I fucking drive. Yeah, what's your new job, Jesse?
I don't have one, Steve.
Check out. What?
No new job.
No new job.
What? Wow.
Who's won the ham challenge?
We haven't had the ham yet.
We haven't had. We've got four hams this year.
The car, by the way.
Oh, is that Harriet?
Hi, Harriet.
Hello,
hi,
Harriet.
We're all here. Oh. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Oh, happy Christmas, Hills. I'm Frost.
Thank you very much. It's so nice. It's so lovely and polite to you both. Imagine if that was me at my job, talking to my colleague like that. I would definitely be reprimanded.
Listen to the way they fucking speak to me.
I'm sure they're always joy and
light. Get me a vape. Get me a vape.
Shut up, Stephen.
Flavour, the ham glaze, think about it.
That'd
be quite nice.
That'll be Storm's edition.
Ham
vapes. Great vape.
Oh, well, we miss you, Stephen. We hope you have a lovely birthday weekend and we wish you a Merry Christmas.
So
thank you for your services and your hair.
Your hair is good. It's good hair, actually. As you know. Yeah, I wish I was there in some ways. In many ways, not.
Thank you. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, well, depending on you listening to this.
Did you say just see you next Tuesday?
Yeah, he's picking us up on Tuesday, driving us to Trowbridge.
I get it, yes. I see what he just said there. Yes, see you next Tuesday as well, you come.
It's also true. It's actually true. Oh, fine.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, everybody.
Bye.
Oh, Steve Hill and family, a rare treat, everybody.
Yes.
Oh. He delivers, doesn't he?
He does.
He does. He does. He delivers every year, just like a miserable, angry Santa. He brings the gift of laughter. Lovely. Now, is it time for highlights, Helen?
Yes, it is. And I thought we should start with our guest, Silly. Because we could bang on about world records. We could bang on about Mount Everest. We won't, because we have done that quite a lot. Let's go to you, Nurse Jessie. How's your year been?
It's been interesting. Yeah.
Not that interesting. You've got the same fucking job.
So have we. Now, another tradition that you and Ellie have every year is going somewhere nice and somewhere shit. tell us about the shit ones.
The holiday I pick and the holiday Jessie picks. That's right.
Were you near any septic tanks this year?
We created one, didn't we? Because, so for the May holiday that Jessie picked, you found us you describe it, Jessie.
It was a very beautiful house.
Yeah.
In a very sleepy little seaside town.
Bit Brexity. A lot of Union Jacks everywhere. It was all a bit like that.
Was there like a live, life, love?
Every surface. There was driftwood.
Hell on earth!
Driftwood with a ship's wheel and a motivational quote on every surface.
Wow.
I had to like turn things around. I couldn't
handle it. Was it like Dunelm had like vomited into the seaside?
It was like...
We got video instructions on how to use the bins.
Yeah.
What?
It was, and there were like big leather sofas, like it was a bit swingery. It was all just a bit odd.
What has gone on?
And you said it was on the beach, didn't you, Jessie?
Yeah.
It sort of was.
It was on the beach.
It wasn't really on the beach, was it? It was like you could see the sea, but yes. It was over a pile of jagged rocks that a child would have instantly broken their neck on if they tried to get into
the
water.
So a workable sort of nice beach, what was it, 15-hour drive away? No?
No. We were right by the beach.
No, didn't we drive to the power station? Or was that the year before?
The power station. I feel like you should have some.
Oh,
no, we walked along the lovely seafront and got loads of fish.
We did, that's true, we did get
was
we
this
did
a
get
week
fish.
Or a weekend?
It was a weekend.
And enough.
And there was a hot tub, which my little son really enjoyed and spent about 3 days in naked, just living his best life. And by the end of the 3 days... we had made our own septic tank. Like, it was the colour.
Is it all chlorinated properly?
Not by the time my son had sat in it for
3 days.
No, because
they came in and they did stuff to it while we were there.
Bit of pH, check the pH.
Yeah, they did. But I think Joe quite enjoyed weeing in it, really, didn't
he? I'm sure he did.
By day three, I just refused to get in the hot tub. I was just, I don't want to sit in my own son's urine. I'm just
like a Joe squash.
But we still had a nice time, didn't we?
We did. I love every year you go on one shit holiday and one good holiday. It's a really lovely tradition.
I don't think it was shit. It was odd, but it was not shit.
It wasn't as bad as a septic tank or the youth hostel with the outdoor toilet. That's true. That much is true.
What was the good one?
Well, we went to Italy for the good one.
We did.
I found us a very expensive villa. Just near San Marino. So, yeah, it was really, really nice.
Oh, and Pete and the credit card.
Oh, that's right.
You forgot your wallet and then Pete forgot the credit card.
Even going back...
So good at travel. So good at travel.
We got to the airport. You know, you go through the check-in and all of that and then you put all the big hand luggage like on a chair and Pete was with the kids and I said, I'm just going to pop to the shops and get something. And when I came back... He'd left all of my luggage, like my laptop, like the bag with the switch in, like just sitting in an airport, unattended. And he just wandered off with the children. Then we got there and then, yeah, he hadn't bought his credit card, so they wouldn't give us the car. And we had to ring you and get you to come an hour back to the airport.
And then they couldn't use ours either.
I don't even know how we got out of it in the end.
I can't remember, but something happened. Something happened. Lots of calls to banks.
And then I love the fact that you sent me, Ellie, a video of Jesse ironing. Jesse was ironing on holiday.
Yes.
What the fuck,
Jesse? What's wrong with that?
What? Everything.
This is the other thing. Jesse cannot go on holiday without doing laundry.
I love doing laundry.
Even when we went on that 4-day trip to like Kent or wherever the fuck it was, the seaside, she did a wash on the first day.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Well, one of the benefits of having children is that they create so much washing that you can constantly have the things that you like getting cleaned.
Yes.
Like when you don't have kids around, like... How the fuck am I going to wear the things I like? So I'm not buying loads of new clothes. That's the only thing that will upset me when the children leave.
I stayed in a hotel this year, speaking of travel horror stories. It was my first holiday away with my partner. It was a 1-year anniversary and I booked the hotel. But the bathroom, the only thing that separated... us and the toilet and the shower was glass.
So at
the end of the bed, you could practically wave to the person doing a shit.
Ooh.
Which is not the vibe you want on your first sexy holiday.
No.
So I took
3 years in, though, that's absolutely the norm.
Door open, yeah. Chat, yeah. High five. No. So
just knock it through. We just knocked through the bathroom.
Yeah.
No. Going in the kitchen.
No, we had noise-cancelling headphones. We had a system if someone needed to do something noisy. Just to, you know, keep the romance alive.
Yeah.
Window open, that sort of jazz. But it's always a thing, isn't it? You think hotel time's going to be sexy, but you do actually have to do a poo.
I suppose you're living in a studio flat.
Yeah.
So like the idea of a hotel being kind of like, ooh, sexy, but you're just going to stay somewhere that's smaller than where you live.
Yes.
And has none of your stuff in it.
Yeah. And you have to... Sorry, it just went off in my hand. It's just that awkwardness and finding your deodorant and all that sort of stuff. It pulls a bit of the sexiness out. But it was very, very, very nice. And, you know, we did sex and
We did sex.
We did sex.
They did it.
Yeah, we did. We did the sex.
Sex
it was lovely.
Was did.
Yeah, it was very did.
Can we talk about flatulence?
Yeah,
is that allowed? So you've been together just over a year now.
Yeah.
Have you farted in front of you? Because we did an episode this year, actually, of Kate Ferdinand. You know Rio Ferdinand. He's a footballer, yeah. Jesse.
Thanks.
Very famous, very handsome. But yes, Kate Ferdinand said that she and Rio Ferdinand have never farted in front of each other after... You know, but they've been together for, 10 years, haven't they, Ellie?
They don't eat enough ancient grains.
They do not. They do not. Bless my gorgeous man. He has never farted in front of me. It's been 13 months. I frequently trump. You know, bottom burp, but not like in a like pull my finger kind of way, like just.
Oh, you can't help yourself, babe.
No, I know yourself. It's just natural. I did once, unfortunately, we'd had some vigorous love making and.
Did the sex
in
love. We really did the sex. And then I went downstairs and he was making coffee. And
oh, right. I thought you were talking about something else then.
and then I did a massive series of funny farts. And I was making myself laugh. I was slapping my thighs. it wasn't as funny as I thought it was. Which is the general kind of attitude to my life, really. But yes, no, he's never farted in front of me.
I mean, well, what do you think? What's your policy, Jessie?
Must have incredible control.
Or just to have, like, you know, not produce, you know.
You do eat a lot of legumes.
I do. I love a grain. I love a lentil. I love a lot of boiled eggs.
Same.
Better out than in.
Well, yes, you say that, but when you smell mine, you'll be like, I wish that was back in again.
Yeah, because I really needed those eyebrows and I wish they had fallen off. But no.
Yeah, we're fine with it. Like, I don't think it takes away
the magic.
Anything from us. No. I mean, yeah, no.
When was the first fart, though? When did that... Did you hold it in for a while?
So we went on our first date and I ordered us some drinks. And then we looked each other in the eye and I said... I'm really sorry. Maybe no one's done this before. And then I turned around and farted it right into her mouth. I didn't. Of course that didn't happen.
And she said, you're just using me to get to Linda.
Yeah.
Nicely.
And also, you get to a point with someone, you know, if you know, like, so I mean, don't you got a child with someone? I mean, and there have been days where I have touched the feces... of every single person living in my house.
What? No.
Absolutely.
Five.
Yeah.
A full house.
Ugh. Full house. Postpartum, Dot had that, you know, and as mums, I'm sure, will remember, that devastating first gigantic... If you haven't shit during labour...
Oh, my God. It is like the second coming.
It was like a netball made out of slightly... brown, half-mixed concrete.
Oh, babe!
And our toilet is so bad that if you kind of used more than a little bit...
Is it like just someone crying over it? Like just
so we have chopsticks. We keep chopsticks because the only way I can unblock it is with chopsticks. Because I've used it... and I'm the only one who does it.
Chopsticks, yeah.
You have chopsticks like by the toilet.
No, not by the toilet. Although that's a fucking good idea.
You should just get the ones from Itsu.
No, wait, and then I need fresh. To know where the chopsticks are. Where do you have
them? Oh, no, reuse them, you throw them away. So this is what happens. Okay. So
it's not like a sick bar where you go make
something. No, postpartum poo is a different thing entirely because this thing was...
It feels so Christmassy, by the way.
It was like a Death Star. So what I had to do was get a dog's poo bag from the dog that we'd looked after before Arlo came along.
You didn't even have a dog!
Didn't have a dog, a dog's poo bag.
Yeah.
I had to put my hand in it and I had to put my hand into the toilet and just kind of mash it up until it would flush. And so a mixture of bleach and mashing.
Oh, my God. Jessie's a fucking nurse and she's vomiting.
And it would flush through, but obviously it hadn't quite gone. So then the boys, we got the boys back. The day we got home from the hospital, what happens is one will go to the toilet and it won't flush and then the other one goes on top of that.
Oh, nice, like a Viennetta.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Layering.
But it's sort of the other way. So, like, the poo is the chocolate and the tissue paper is the vanilla. And so
I'm never going to be able to eat
Viennetta. So the unhygienic way that we...
Not with chopsticks.
So we try and get rid of it. So you put bleach on top of it and you hope that will break it down. Yes, and it does to a degree. Yes. And you flush and then it doesn't quite work. What you can't do is mash it with a toilet brush because what you do is you pancake it to the bottom of the U-bend.
No.
Which I've done so many times. So
it's like a paste, becomes a paste.
Yeah, and that paste
won't flush. You don't want the paste, no.
So what I do is I go downstairs and I get some chopsticks and a bag and I say one of those prayers where you do the little cross on your chest.
I love you, Madonna. Yeah,
I love you so much, Madonna. Every time I say...
Little prayer.
And then you get the chopsticks and then you kind of swizzle them and then you just kind of break it all down into some sort of like Was it? In the same way they recycle paper, I think.
Yes, 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 a pulp. A pulp.
A pulp, and then rather than a flush smear. The pulp.
Yeah. Wonderful.
And then you go change the baby's nappy, and then by the end of it, you kind of go, well, that was a 2-hour period.
Everybody's poop.
Everyone's poo. Wow. And then you think, well, hang on, that's not everyone's. So I shit in my hands and in my hair.
Listen, do the job properly or don't do it at all.
That's absolutely right.
Absolutely.
I had a confession once with a woman who, she did a massive poo in her mother-in-law's toilet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then freaked out and she'd had a pencil in her hand.
Sorry.
So she broke up the poo with a pencil.
Good implement.
But then she'd had pencil marks at the bottom.
But then there was some scribbly pencil
marks at the bottom of the bowl.
That's a toilet brush,
and
right?
I think she blamed it on the child, didn't she? Yes. Something awful. Yeah, yeah.
But that's been a current theme, actually, this year. A lot of blaming of child.
Or there was one as well where she did a poo. She was at a new boyfriend's house or something and she did a poo. And... oh my god, so it wouldn't, she didn't have anything to break it down with or anything, and it wouldn't go, so she fished it out of the toilet and she threw it out of the window and it landed on the glass roof over the kitchen.
Oh my god.
I don't think that sort of the guy down there just as the gentle thunk of a turd lands on the skylight,
that sort of thwack,
a soft but steady pop.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
It was a woman the other day who had a confession. She said she had accidentally shoved a pooey nappy in her handbag. She piffed it down the stairs, but it piffed into her handbag and she hadn't noticed. And then she'd gone to work a couple of days in a row. And
with the shit in her handbag?
Yeah, with the shit in her handbag.
Testament to women's handbags, this, isn't it?
Yeah. But she had made a complaint and said the bins were bad at work and made other people change the bins. But it was her just carrying around her child's shit.
Yeah.
Well, if you're making a mince pies listening to this, perhaps stoning the Christmas pudding. Mother. I hope you're enjoying it.
Mother likes to listen to it. Sorry, Mother.
So is that your highlight of the year, touching the shit of everyone in your house?
You've done a lot of televisual and film work this year.
Not really. It's been a all right, yeah. Small parts in things, nothing very exciting. But it's not really been a career year. It has been, all my boys have been absolutely incredible this year. We've had relationship counselling.
Oh.
My partner and I.
That's good.
Because the thing about... she had you fancying her mum after the last.
She had it's mainly about the farts.
Oh, and chopstick poo.
Yeah. She's like, he keeps touching my poo before I can flush it. I'm like, it won't flush. Trust, it won't flush. I'm gonna have to get a dog bag. That has been, I think, the takeaway from this year has been the kids trying to be a better dad and trying to be a better partner.
Bloody excellent. But it's worth it when you put a bit of effort in.
The counselling has been absolutely fucking amazing.
That's good.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really good. Dot is very patient and I can be very thoughtless and get stuck in a rut of, like, a behavioural rut, whether it be drinking too much or not seeing certain things and just kind of doing stuff, you know, by rote. And that this is fine, right? This is fine. We just keep going on this merry-go-round. This is fine.
Yeah.
And because she's patient, it's kind of getting not fine. And it gets to a point where it's like, this won't do.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, oh. So facing up to that and dealing with my shit and dealing with our shit.
Yeah, brilliant though. That's
which
really
has been,
good.
Which has been very, very nice.
But it's a cleansing. It's a cleansing thing. And also, also, you do that sort of stuff because you love each other and you want to make it work. And yeah, and you're two individuals.
Yeah.
You want to be together.
Yeah,
for a long time.
I think, I mean, you know, the whole kind of thing about relationships take work is it's very easy to not put in the work sometimes. It's like really easy to not put in the work.
Oh, yeah.
And then to kind of go, well, you know, we've got a kid.
Mm.
So this is us.
Yeah.
We're, you know, this is us. And when it gets to a point where the other person's like, this could not be us. We could not be a thing. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Because you're both choosing to be together at this point. Like, there's no one holding a gun to your head and telling you to fuck your mother at all.
Do we have any more highlights? Is there anything anyone wanted to share, or can we move on?
No, I was going to say, 2023 has been my favourite year of my life.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you, everybody, for many, many reasons. But I won't bore you to death with them. But I've had the happiest year of my life. I've had the most...
Oh, man.
Satisfying year of my life in terms of my career with Ellie. It was our 10-year anniversary this year.
It's amazing.
Which was beautiful. And, you know, we went to Everest and we did things. I did a couple of runs. You know, I fell in love. I, you know, did some things that were scary and all that sort of stuff, but it's good.
Oh, man, I'm very happy for you.
I've started knitting. I mean, that's another reason.
When you started knitting?
This week.
So, like, yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, right. All right. Okay.
I really like knitting. Oh, and Ellie's done cross stitch.
I've been doing the same cross stitch though since 2011. So, yes.
I started knitting for Charlie's.
You did?
Baby blanket.
And Charlie was 12 in June. That's right.
I haven't finished it. I've still got it. I think it may have moth holes now. and I have not finished.
I ordered some Scandinavian grey wool and some wooden knitting needles. I thought I'm making a very nice woolen scarf. So, but I've done about 8 inches and...
That's enough.
Doing knitting.
Bloody hell, Ellen.
definitely end up like the spiralizer or the was it the cold water swimming boots? Have you taken them out of the packet yet?
No. At my front door, listener, I have a 20 kilo and 24 kilo kettlebell that have never even been opened.
I'll take the 20.
Would you like? They're 85 pounds each.
What?
Yeah, but really I'm not paying that.
No,
really
I know.
Expensive.
I'll give them to you, but they're literally.
Give them to me. No, Jessie. That's why they call them free weights.
Back in the room.
Boom, boom.
Back of the net. And I found out an interesting fact the other day that the average couple has sex 54 times a year, which means I worked it out. Once a week and two birthdays. How's that all going? Is everyone hitting their targets?
I have not had sex 54 times a year. I may have had more or less. But
not exactly
54.
Okay. I cannot confirm or deny these numbers.
Yeah, I would also like to refer the good lady to the answer that my colleague gave. Due to unforeseen circumstances. Regarding the personality of myself, that may have impacted my partner. There may have been some unusual variation, lack or largesse of some sexual congress, which I couldn't possibly comment on. I would just like to let the good lady know that probably over the period of time, let's have say 20, 25 years, that we aim to achieve something around that kind of average, although we won't be giving specific numbers to this year or any other year.
Is this the COVID inquiry?
Yes, it is. This 5,000 missing WhatsApps, Ellie.
So in conclusion...
Not this year, mate.
Have you had lovely times with Peter this year?
Oh, well, you know, we went to Italy for a month, and you know what I get like when I'm in Italy? Oh, it's just...
Oh, between 3 and 5, I believe.
Don't come a knocking. That's what we're saying, isn't it?
Yeah,
time for a pitolino, as the Italians say. Is it time for ham review?
That's why we're all here.
Very exciting times, listener. Regular listeners of the podcast will know that ham review normally... Helen and I produce a ham. We don't tell our guests who made which ham, and then we all eat the ham and rate the ham, and then we have a winner. But this year, for the first time ever in ham review, we have not one, not two, but 4 hams to review, because our guests have brought their own hams, everyone.
Yes, yes.
What a time to be alive. Let's have a little bit of pre-match banter. Jessie, are you feeling confident?
No.
Sam?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Excellent. All right. Pretty much banter done. If only football matches were that.
I just want to eat ham.
Ooh, that's some good looking hams.
That's no good to me. Oh, wow.
Now, let's look at the hams first of all. We always begin with presentation. We've got ham A is quite clovey.
It's like kind of clovey bustle.
It looks like that guy. What's that horror film with the guy with all the nails?
Hellraiser.
Hellraiser. Yeah. Cloveraiser.
Yeah.
Now, in another first for Ham review, we are allowing a new judge to enter the arena because normally we just have two Hams. But as we've got four Hams, we need an independent adjudicator. Oh. So please welcome my husband Pete to the podcast.
Yes.
Hello.
Just talk about our sex life, but don't let that worry you now.
No, I heard so, Helen gets 8 inches, which is rare. Is that...
Yeah. Anyway, so, yes, so we've got the Hellraiser, Ham A. Ham B, how are we describing it? It looks burnished, that, doesn't it? It's nice and burnished.
That's very complimentary.
Yeah, you could shorten that word a bit.
Burn, yeah. Disco Inferno, yeah.
Ham C.
They're touching cloth there, sorry.
Ham C is also a little burnished, isn't it?
It's a little bit burnished, yes.
No, it looks very well cut. Yeah, it does, very well done.
And Ham D, an interesting and novel presentation. Ham D is not being presented to us as a chunk of meat.
It's pre-sliced.
It's in a Tupperware.
In an elegant way.
And it's pre-sliced. It's a bold move, isn't it? Because what you risk there, of course, is the ham drying out a little if you...
It's a well-sealed container, so the moisture will have... Reen retained.
That's right, okay. Says a woman who's worn fleece-lined leggings before.
Ooh, okay, yes. That's exactly right. So I think we should start with the pre-slice, because then we don't have to think about it. Let's start with Ham D. We're going to go
Pick
backwards.
For you.
Right.
Ham D, that makes perfect sense. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going backwards.
I don't know why.
Ooh.
There we go.
Right, oh, this is lovely.
This is good.
Ham. Ooh. I'm getting Chinese fire spice. Oh! And then I'm getting a hit of marmalade. Oh, I like this. Oh, it's a fusion.
It's good. It's moist, actually.
The meat is pleasing. Mm. It's a really good moisture. But I like...
Perfectly.
I like the party that's going on with the fire spice and the citrus injection.
It's quite hammy.
Yes, hammy. It's a very pork-based sort of experience.
Yeah.
Ellie, would you like to cut that whoever's closest to that one?
Ham C.
There are no rules.
It's a good looking ham.
It is a good looking ham. And there's a nice girth to that one.
I was going to say that it's quite girthy.
Yeah,
that's the thing about ham. It is a girth thing, not a length thing, isn't it? Unlike penises, which are much better when they're very, very thin and very, very long.
Oh, is that every true? Woman says
that's
that.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Is that true?
You'd rather a harpoon than a bollard. Yeah.
Yeah, like a narwhal.
So Ham C again, quite burnished.
I'm sure you used to have a song about this, Helen.
I'm sure I did.
No.
Okay.
Ooh, lovely crust.
This is a smoked ham.
Boiled nicely.
It is quite hammy.
Yes.
MP, yeah.
But I think that's good.
Yeah, for ham, yeah.
Is it a little overdone?
Maybe. I think it might be a little bit dried out.
About half an hour too long.
Something in
I
there.
I like there's a little bit of a crispy crust to it, and the fat's delicious.
The fat is very good, actually. Mm. The problem with the one that was pre-sliced is that whoever made that cooked it slowly in the water, and it's the first time they might have done that. And what's happened there is that the fat hasn't broken down. So although the meat is very tender, the fat has not rendered as much, so it's not as soft as
really?
They would like.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas that would be
ironic if the person who made that is someone who's previously criticised someone else for not rendering
what I'm saying
fat
about this ham that I've just
that,
eaten,
the fat is good on that
about
one.
This overboiled ham is that... I've swallowed the majority of, but there is at least like 10% of it that's just going to live next to my vocal cords for 3.5 weeks.
Yeah, that's coke. Just a coating.
The fat and the coating is very delicious.
Yeah, the fat wins so far.
Can I have some liquids? So that
just flush it through. Right,
someone
okay.
Carve Ham B, please.
I think Peter. So this one is sort of like, so it's not as big as it's Ham.
Is that enough?
Ham B.
C.
Ham C. Yeah.
That's a juicy meat.
Thank you.
Well, that looks lovely and wet, that meat, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's not what people who enjoy food say about food.
Savoury than the other two.
Yeah.
I find the texture maybe a little bit on the slightly bouncy side.
It may be a little overboiled.
But the taste is very nice.
Yeah, all right.
Jesse, what do you make of that one?
That was good. Yeah.
Not good, not brilliant, but not shit. Yeah.
It was less hammy.
Yes.
For me.
Mm. I mean, you seem to just be rating things based on the ham scale.
I don't know that I understand the ham scale.
It's the standard scale.
All right, so we're going to move on to Ham A.
And do I go in on the Hellraiser side?
No, I'd go in no.
Okay, on the other side, right.
Oh, yes.
Ready?
Mmm. Tasty. Ooh. There's some real flavour to that one. But it lacks fat. It really lacks fat.
That's because there's literally no fat on it.
Mm.
Because the person who went to the shops, who was sent by the gammon, did not buy any with fat on it.
How do you know this? Idiot!
You know, I mean, you know how I feel about fat. I can't, you know.
Yep.
So, Peter, you've sampled all four hams.
Mm.
I think the texture of ham D, counterintuitively the first ham that we had, was brilliant. Yeah. It was the best cooked, if you like. It was just it was cooked for the right amount of time and the meat was nice and tender.
Mm. Yeah. Mm, I agree.
Definite point loss for lack of rendering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Interesting. I like the fat like that, though, you see.
Oh, so yeah, me, so it's a bit buttery. Winner. It's almost a bit buttery, right.
I liked...
Ham C,
mainly because of the crunch of the fat and the sort of flavour of that was great.
Yeah.
B was very good. Maybe on balance, maybe the strongest of them so far because it sort of hits on a lot of different levels.
Yeah.
And although I liked ham A, it's the one that scares me the most when I look at it.
Yeah.
And I think that might be...
It's not beautiful. It is not
like something from a grim fairy tale.
Yeah, that would be in a police report.
I don't want. So I don't want to
have
be
you ever
the
played
kind.
Silent Hill.
It should be minced up and used in
dogs.
Other meals.
Yeah.
For dogs.
No. I mean for human childs, but just don't let them see what it once was.
Yeah. I would swear to you in any other scenario that I was not the kind of person that would judge a ham on looks.
Well, don't judge but a ham it turns by its lack of fat. It's the same.
Turns out that I am
it is
judging it on its looks.
So ham A, gone, dead to us.
Ham A is gone. I think my favourite is B. Because it had a bit of everything.
For Pete, he's saying B. His vote carries extra weight as the independent adjudicator. Thorn, for you?
I'll go... Oh, it's really hard, actually. It's a really close neck and neck. Yes, I'll go D. I'm going to go D.
D. Jesse?
I think I'll go D.
Sam?
I'll go B.
B.
Ellie, you've got... This is like Succession! You're Siobhan!
I mean... It has to be D. I think Sam has won the ham review.
Yay! Thank you, Sam.
A unique, delicious flavour. It was the best cooked in terms
of... Yeah, I have to go back for all of that. Sorry, I'm just going to eat all of it.
I think, not too savoury, not too salty, just a lovely, delicate flavour. Sam, what is in your ham?
It's very simple. It's an Aldi ham. Every bit of it's
Mine's
from
Aldi. Ham.
Boiled it with... fennel seeds, coriander seeds, star anise. Whatever we had, leek, shallots, carrots.
Fucking yes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Corns, and then I cooked it until it was 65, but then I cooked it at too low a temperature, so while I could peel the skin off, the fat wasn't all soft. I was like, this is a fucking problem. So I scored the fat. The glaze was 2 tablespoons of dark brown sugar, 75 or 100 grams of honey, and I put some orange peel in that, and thyme. And
that was
the
orange peel.
You got the orange.
Yeah, the citrus, excellent. Ellie, talk us through your crust.
Well, I went rogue this year. I didn't follow a recipe. I made my own recipe up. I thought ham and coke, Nigella's ham and coke.
Yeah.
Famous, obvious.
Yeah.
What about ham in lilt? Because
good.
Because that was in honour of Helen, because you like a ham and pineapple pizza. So I cooked it in lilt.
It was really good.
Fucking hell.
But the problem is you can't buy lilt with that has sugar in it anymore.
Yeah.
Why not?
You can only get fucking Fanta Zero.
You don't want that.
But I was in the supermarket and I was like, fuck it, I'm in it now. The point of the ham and coke is the sugar gets into the fibres, you're not going to get that. But I was like, fuck it, I'll try it anyway as an experiment and see what happens. And that experiment failed, so now we know. But
diet, lilt, and ham.
You
made ham zero.
Yeah,
ham
zero.
Like patient zero.
It wasn't disgusting.
It was delicious.
It was really good.
And then I put the glaze and it didn't come out like I wanted it. So I made it with maple syrup and demerara and I was like, no, that's not, it didn't look right. So I just put more honey and more sugar on it.
Absolutely. Right. You want a ham lollipop.
Like a ham lollipop. So
no, it's really good though.
Glaze. I feel like I finally solved my fat issue.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've overcooked the ham. But lessons for next year.
Yeah.
Jessie, talk us through your ham.
I went ginger. So it's cooked in ginger ale.
Love to go ginger.
Oh, did you? Ginger ale. It was very tasty.
It's cooked in ginger
Jessie
ale.
Jessie was very into ginger at university.
That's what the taste was.
With
I couldn't
garlic and onion and fennel. And I can't remember what else. And then the glaze is ginger beer with sugar and marmalade.
Bloody excellent. It was lovely.
I did a spicy ginger ham, which I cooked it in ginger ale. And the glaze was preserved ginger and mustard.
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
Sam, how do you feel? First ever non-me or Helen winner of new challenger appears.
Yes!
You nailed it. I'm furious.
Well, I'm a bit disappointed that it was so close. Because all the hams were so...
There were no really dead ones.
And I would have hoped... But as someone who cooked professionally for years, I could turn up with a ham and be like, well, obviously that ham. And no, it could have obviously been any ham.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, there we go. Pete, have you enjoyed your experience as being the independent adjudicator of Ham Review?
Absolutely.
Round of applause for our new judge.
Yay. Thank you.
It's time now for a Christmas game. Helen Thorne, what have you prepared for us now?
Ellie, now look, long-term listeners have... always been a fan of the games, and we've had a game called Anything for Money where we list sex acts with a celebrity for a cash amount. and also everyone loves an accent.
Yes.
Don't they? So I thought I combine both of those things into a game called Anything for Funny.
Yes!
Hooray!
Let's do this.
So what we're gonna do, we've got celebrities, sex acts, and a amount of cash, and everyone has to take a dip from both, all three bowls, and read out the sex act in the accent of the celebrity.
Okay.
Now the points will be scored if you can guess the celebrity, and whether you do the sex act for the amount.
Hang on, wait, what?
Are you on top of this? Because we're confused.
This is really confusing.
But it's one of those things. If we just do it,
that's and then you, wang.
Yeah.
So ready. Sit on my face and sing like Tom Jones for £111.50.
£111, even the number of £111.50.
Right, so who
Bilbo Baggins was like,
that was Marilyn Monroe.
Yes, it was Marilyn Monroe. You get a point. And would you do that for 11...
So in your face, for £111?
£11.50.
Would you do that to Marilyn Monroe? Sit on her face and sing like Tom Jones?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, all right, so you get 2 points.
All right, so you get another point if you do the sex act.
Yes.
Okay.
If you do the sex act.
All right.
Makes perfect sense,
how
Lisa.
How keep score of this?
You go first, Sam. You're the professional actor.
Would you lick gravy from my navel?
Is that Jamie Lynn Spears?
Who's that?
Would you lick gravy from my navel? That's not Australia. I didn't mean to say Australia.
Hugh Jackman.
No, it's not Australian.
What's the amount of money, though?
Oh, right. Oh, I've got Australian. Oh, no. I'll lick gravy from my navel for $2,000.
I think I know who it is, but I can't
I've
say.
I've got Australian.
Carol Bishop. Miley Cyrus.
From Nashville.
Dolly.
I'll lick gravy from a...
Dolly.
Yeah, it's Dolly Parton.
Oh.
Right, Ellie gets 1 point. All right.
Would you lick gravy from my neighbour for $2,000 or
I'd
pounds?
I'd lick gravy out of any of Dolly's orifices for £2.
All right,
£2.
Yeah.
£2.
Okay.
Oh, it's Dolly's.
No, I'll have another go. You can feel...
Wine me, dine me, 69 me.
Hitler.
For...
It's Arnold,
50,000
right?
pounds.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wine me, dine me, 69 me.
Jesus.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes, it is.
Would you do that?
Not the monster in the trap.
Would I wine, dine, 69 Arnold Schwarzenegger for what?
50,000 pounds.
Yes.
Yes.
It's been a tough
really,
year.
Really, would you suck his penis for 50 grand?
Yeah.
That would really, that'd give you
it'd
an itchy.
Crazy. 50 grand.
Yeah.
His penis is going to be obviously clean.
What makes
it might
that?
Be a little small though after all the steroid use though.
Why do I care about the size?
No, that's an advantage to me.
I'm not trying to get any pleasure out of this.
No.
I'm not like, hey, you know, the most
throat.
You can do is eat some celery and have a pineapple the day before. It's not horrible, you know.
Apparently that's meant to, is that the good thing?
I don't know, I don't do that. But then, at the moment, no one's coming to the restaurant.
Not even a drive-by, not even a drive-through.
Arnold, if you're listening, the restaurant is open in Penge.
Exactly right. All right, Jesse, you're going.
I don't even know who this is. I just can't do accents. Put a parsnip in my poop shop for £4.50.
Poop shop? Is that poop supposed to be poop shoot?
Poop shoot. Poop shoot.
What was the impression again, though?
It was meant to be Roberto Benigni. But anyway.
Who the fuck is that?
He's a very famous Italian actor.
What?
Roberto Benigni?
Roberto Benigni?
Roberto Benigni?
I don't know any Italian
accents. What the fuck are you talking about?
I was Googling Italian accents because I thought we needed to cover a few bases. Roberto Benigni won
a... You couldn't put like Domio Puppet or like... Gino De Campo.
Oh, God, now you say it.
Roberto. Gino Ginelli. The most famous Italian in England.
Roberto Benigni. Nobody's...
I thought everyone knew Roberto Benigni.
But you're not going to know, no.
Oh.
But I can't do accents anyway.
All right.
I mean, even if it was the most... Even if it was Silvio Berlusconi,
that
still would not have come across.
No.
Damn it!
If it was...
There's more famous Italians than Roberto Benigni, it turns out. But would anyone put a parsnip in a poop shoot for £50?
Yeah,
£4.
I have
50.
Done. Well, not parsnip,
it was £4.50.
Bottle of fairy liquid. £4.50?
£4.50 for a parsnip in a poop shoot?
No, not £4.50.
And
no.
A parsnip in a poop shoot. Sorry.
I'd do it for free.
Right.
Doesn't really cost you anything.
Hold me up like Shield and slip me around like a lazy shoe.
Sean Connery.
Yeah, Sean Connery.
For £233.
Can you say the sex act again, though? I didn't...
Oil me up like seal and slip. Sorry. Oil me up like seal and
Oil me up like a seal.
There's no
seal. There's no
Okay, no, because otherwise it means seal the pop singer. You have to put the pronoun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oil me up like... I'll put it in. Oil me up like... Oil me
were
up
you
like
fucking a... drunk when you made this game.
No.
Roberto Benigni, oil me up like seal. What are you doing?
Whole words missing.
Oh god.
Oil me up like a seal and slip me around like a leisure scissor. £233.
But yes, Sean Connery.
Yeah, I'd 100% do that.
Oh,
to him.
Yeah.
Again,
I reckon he'd be a good lay. Okay. Come in my eye and call me a pirate. £888.
Is that Helen Thorne?
That's how, do you remember when she had to go to
hospital? Oh, I had to go to the hospital. Yeah. Do you remember I had that massive eye operation and then Ellie visited me?
But it wasn't that you got absolutely jizz blasted.
It was a real incident.
Oh, that's good. Can we hear it again, please?
Come in my eye and call me a pirate.
Oh.
For £888.
Stacey Solomon?
Close.
Oh, right. So it's a cockney.
That's Helen's cockney.
Yeah. Cockney.
Come in my eye and call me a pirate.
Is it Danny Dyer?
No, but close.
I give up.
Rylan. £888.
All day.
Yeah. All right.
Someone come in my eye for £888.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
Jesse, you say you can't do impressions. But there's one impression that we know you can do, and it's become a Christmas tradition.
No,
it's the last name in the bowl, Jesse.
Come on, Jesse.
Oh, no. Jesse.
Oh, no. Someone else has
come on.
Come on.
No. Come on.
Suck my ears and call me Karen.
So, can we do some quick Scummy Mummy confessions and then we can eat some cheese?
We've got gifts. We've got Christmas gifts.
Shut up, really?
Was it last year you gave me some Tenor Men?
Oh, no, that was two years ago.
The year before, there was a leak in the conservatory thing downstairs and our builder was like, well, yeah, Sam, so check under the sink. It'll be something down there. Went down there. Shit. Right stuffed against the pipe. It was a big pack. Fucking tenement. And I leant forward with my hand up, my mouth to say, and I think this is what my brain wants to say, don't worry about those tenement. I was on a podcast and these women gave them to me. But then the other part of my brain was just like, that is not anything that anyone's going to understand.
Not anything to be ashamed of, Sam.
Ironically, as I leant forward to flinch, shit my pants.
Yeah. Lucky he had a chopstick close by.
Had to work it all out with a chopstick.
Oh, Ellie, do you have actual gifts?
I've got some gifts. Here we are.
I've got gifts for you too.
Shut up!
They're not very exciting and I haven't managed to wrap them. So, Sam.
Great.
You can have a bow for a Christmas tree and some
thank
soap.
You.
Oh, that's oh, really? Thank you.
Thank you.
We
have
love
soap.
Soaps.
For a Christmas tree and some soap.
Oh, oh really?
That's very nice.
Oh, that's really nice soap.
Oh, these are real gifts,
Jessie.
Oh, Jessie.
My God. Nice gifts, Ellie.
Sam, here is yours. What could it be?
Wow, it's really heavy.
Does it say Steve?
No, it's crossed out. Shit.
Oh.
Yeah, Steve is crossed out and then it says Sam on it.
But you don't know if it's McNeil or Hill, so there's that.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's true.
Thoughtful.
Should I open it now?
Yes, please.
It feels very hard and heavy.
What do you think it could be?
Oh my God.
It's gin in a shoe.
Gin in the shoe.
Gin in the shoe.
Wow.
Just as I was running out of cupboard space. Now I get to have this for the next 30 or 40 years. Thank you so much.
Well, wow. In my so there's a story behind this, Sam.
There better be.
So Helen and I were recently invited by Iceland to do a trolley run in their Lewisham store, during which we discovered that Iceland sells gin in a shoe.
It's a ginovation, apparently. What it says.
Sorry, that's made me feel unwell.
Yep, it's a gin. You'll notice it's not actually gin, it's a gin liqueur Fusion. With an ABV of 17%.
That's enough.
Like a strong wine. A Barolo.
So, Sam, you're an actor. I'd like you to read what's on the back of the label as if it was a voiceover.
I wish I brought my glasses.
Do you want mine here?
Yeah, thank you.
They're a bit dirty.
Okay, now I can see through fucking time.
Sorry.
Ginovation, pink cherry flavour gin liqueur. This shoe is made for drinking. 350 mils. Slightly more than a can. Alcohol 17%. Basically, buckfast. Thank you.
Gin in the shoe!
I mean, if I ever drink this...
call for
then
help.
Then I need you as friends.
Well, Jessie, here is your Christmas gift. I bet you can't wait. Charlie did the labels, don't cross
it's,
that.
I don't want to ruin it for you, but it's lager in some pants.
Marvellous. What is it?
It is a jumper. Gingers are for life, not just Christmas.
Oh,
I bought it from a website called Temu. I couldn't send it back to change the size.
It's basically Bella Freud.
It's
basically
Bella
Freud.
Great.
It's lovely.
It's
so cute. It's the sort of
it's
thing.
Lovely material.
It's really nice. It's basically like wearing a plastic bag, isn't it?
But it's fun.
It's fun. I thought Jessie will like that as she's a ginger.
Well, nobody thinks I'm ginger anymore.
That's because we don't really know you like I do. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it's something that it's impractical because it's white, it's embarrassing, it's too big for you.
It's beautiful.
It's perfect.
Beautiful.
You bought that. I like to think as the sun supernovas a billion years from now on the paradise that is Earth since the perishment of mankind, there will be a jumper from Temu that has failed to rot that says... A ginger is life for Christmas. And just underneath that jumper will be a bottle of ginger flavoured liqueur in the shape of a fucking shoe.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Merry Christmas.
Is it time for the Scummy Mummy Confessions?
Absolutely correct, Ellie. Who's gonna corker to start us off?
I feel like I've confessed to being a dreadful person, requiring my relationship to enter into counselling. And put my hands, chopsticks through every.
That was a lot.
Person
actually. Yeah.
I know shit.
One long confession.
Can that count?
Yeah, that's fair.
We'll take that.
Is that more of a life hack? Like, should you just get like, you know, when you go to Itsu, like one for the food, one for the poo at home.
Absolutely.
Like, just
take
pop,
a little set home.
Yeah.
Because you never know when you're gonna have
one
to,
going in,
chop
one
up.
Going out. Yeah, it's poo.
Shih Tzu.
There it is. Oh yeah, go Jessie.
Not a brilliant confession, but my daughter's in a band and she tries to ban me from going to watch them play because apparently I smile too much.
Oh wow. So what do you go in with, like a Groucho Marx disguise
or
how do you
suggested
like
scarf
kiss.
And yeah. Big sunglasses and hide at the back. But no, I've told her she really tried. She was like, "You're disrespecting my rights by insisting on going to the gig." And I said, "Yes,
I
am."
Stop empowering women. I get moaning.
Yes, I am.
Yep.
So I have totally ignored all her rights, and I've just gone anyway. And then I've stood right at the front and filmed them.
Oh, I've got a scummy mummy confession. Ellie and I wear the same size cat suits, and we've just bought the same size cat suits, and we usually put an H and an E on cat suits, did you know, because you get your own smells, for the Christmas tour I haven't had time to put an H and E on thing, but the other day I was extra sweaty and I thought, I don't think Ellie needs to be in this, so I put an H initial on it because I didn't want to share the I don't know, the
stank
offshoots, the essence of me.
Well, my confession is I'm not as actually hygienic as you because it just never occurred to me that was a thing. So well done, you. Just like, whatever, fucking
just,
whatever.
Yeah. That's my
does
essence.
Make more sense.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
that's
there we
nice.
Go.
That's lovely. I just want to say a massive thank you to Ellie because this year has been magnificent. And we've done some great things. I mean, we've done the usual stuff, podcast, da 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 da, but it's been bloody wonderful. Thank you, darling.
Oh, it's been amazing. I can't believe it. Yeah, it's been 10 years and now we're booking shows for 2025. So,
outrageous.
Yeah.
We might even go to Manchester one of these days, but we are going to Stockport, which is very close to Manchester.
We've got loads of things planned for 2024.
Wales and
by which
Scotland,
I mean more shows.
And Ireland.
It's going to be amazing.
So exciting, guys.
Yeah,
thanks,
it is. It's really
amazing.
Good.
Huge thanks to everyone who's come to see the show this year and shared their confessions and listened to the podcast and sent us messages on Instagram. And we're very, very grateful. Thank you.
Well done to you, Jessie, for keeping a job for a whole year.
Thanks.
And well done, Sam. And we look forward to hearing more from you next year. Please come back.
Oh.
Right, we must end this because we've all got to get on with our lives. But it's been an absolute joy and a pleasure, as always, yes. Team.
So thanks again so much for listening, and we hope you have a very, very happy Christmas and a happy New Year.
Thank you, everybody, for...
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas! I'm late and I forgot the laptop. Brilliant.
You brought ham.
I bought so much ham, and I bought egg. Well, I was going to make curried eggs, and then I was going to make curried egg sandwiches, and then you said just... I thought, oh, maybe she doesn't want carbs. So I've just bought the raw, and we can have it on a biscuit or just with a spoon.
Wait, you bought what? You bought raw eggs?
No, no, no. I bought
raw
the
curried eggs.
No, that would be that would be a drink. No, I bought the filling of a curried egg sandwich because I got the feeling I don't want carbs. So from
I
you,
just didn't want
but
a sandwich.
Curried eggs aren't carbs. You just put them the middle.
I know,
of the
but
egg
I said I was going to make the sandwich. I was making the sandwich, so I'd smush the whites in by that stage.
This is amazing.
Wonderful information.
You have what the Americans would call an egg salad.
Exactly right. Yeah. An
and
egg dip.
And the fact that eggs mashed into mayonnaise is what they would refer to as salad.
Yes, I like the Snickers salad, which is like a whip.
What?
You chop up Snickers and then you put it, it's sort of like a cream whip, and then that's called a Snickers salad.
Oh,
that's American disgusting. Salad, chat. Done.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.